This is For Kids by Kids. This is a story podcast made by kids for kids.
This story was written by Ruby, age 12, from Kenmore. It's called The Most Annoying Cat in the World. Hi, I'm Freddie, and I'm the most annoying cat in the world. When I was adopted from the RSPCA, I went home to my new house, and there was already another cat and dog living there. I made it my mission to ruin their lives. The stupid dog wanted to play with me, so I hissed and swiped until she backed away. The cat looked fun to play with, but she was scared, so I chased her around the house and put her in a headlock. My owners are losing their minds because I scratch all their furniture, poo on the carpet, and run out the back door, causing them to panic and try to find me. One day, after managing to sneak out while the human was hanging out the washing, I went to explore. I ran across the back garden, over the fence, and hopped across a few other gardens. The grass was beneath my feet and the wind was in my fur, and then bang! Everything went black. The next thing I knew, both humans and the human's kids were there looking over me. "Freddy, Freddy, are you okay?" they cried. I was taken in that box with wheels, you know? It goes really fast and makes a loud noise. I think they call it a car. And go to the places where they put needles into you and try to give you food even though you don't want it because you know their game. I got put in the cage next to another cat. "What are you in here for?" I asked. "I've got cat flu," she said and sneezed. I spoke to this other cat for a while and explained how annoying I was. "You silly old cat," she said. "Your owners don't let you out because it's bad out there for cats. We chase birds and lizards, we get bitten by snakes and hit by cars. Look what happened to you." I told her that I wasn't really mean. I just get bored and want to play with the other cat, and the dog doesn't like me because I steal her food. If you can just go home with your toys and stop scratching their furniture because they get really mad about that, trust me. Then they'll feed you and look after you and love you forever. So when Freddy got better, he went home and was a changed cat. "Here you go, have some of my food," he said to the dog. "I'm happy to share." "Here you go," he said to the cat. "Let's play with this ball and I won't chase you around the house." After that time, he stopped ruining the furniture and pooing on the floor because he was happy. This was his home and his family, and they loved him. Oh, and he was totally fine with staying indoors. "I'm an inside cat," he said proudly.
If you want to submit a story, head online to 4kidsbykids.com.au. See you next time.
A Podshape production.